Sophomore Trevor Stone has taken on a bigger role with Air Force this season. He took time recently to speak with the flight path about that and many other topics. In this edition of One Timers, brought to you by Kostoff & Company at Nova Home Loans.
Away, if that's okay.
All right. Awesome. Sounds good.
All right. Well, I saw also that you had two goals against Mercyhurst last year, and then you lit them up again this weekend. So my first question is, what is it about seeing that Mercyhurst logo, or maybe it's the green that gets your offense going?
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, two times I scored in Mercyhurst, I got set up pretty well, as I did this weekend. So I don't know. I feel like I just have a better puck luck against that team for some reason. And kind of funny because I have two junior blues players that I played against or played with that go to Mercyhurst. So it's always kind of fun scoring against those guys and kind of rub it in their face a little bit.
Okay, good. Well, I always like to, at least early on, ask guys, what is the breakfast of champions?
The breakfast of champions?
Yes.
All the boys, including myself, really like when we stay at the Marriott and we'll get those the breakfast omelets from them. Those are always the top ones for me. If we can't get to the Marriott, typically it's just eggs, bacon, just your typical kind of breakfast stuff.
Okay. All right. Keep the carnivore alive.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, get that meat and protein.
Exactly. Now, did you make any New Year's resolutions?
I actually kind of stumped on that one. I didn't really do much about that. I think one that I kind of want to do is probably go to church a little bit more often. Being a hockey player and in the locker room, I'm sure all of us could use a little bit more church for sure. Especially coming off the first start that we had, it would be kind of nice to have a little bit of a religion on our side. Continuing the rest of the year here.
Okay. All right. That's a good one. What's the favorite part of your day at the academy?
Probably at night, because done with practice, done with school and everything. Usually me and a couple of guys will play a little Xbox, get our minds off of everything throughout the day, do that, and then work on homework a little bit, and then sleep, of course, is the best part.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get much of that here at the academy, so I really take pride in my sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I marvel, actually, at the schedules that you guys keep and are able to maintain over the course of so many months in a row. That's got to take a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I played in the NA for a number of years, and I'm imagining you probably had quite a few college options. I mean, what was the draw for you of playing hockey at the academy?
Honestly, so Brady Tomlak was first committed to the Air Force Academy before me and him were roommates in Springfield. And once he came back from his visit, he was just telling me about all the cool opportunities and stuff that the coaches were telling him about. Like, you get paid to go to school. No other school does that, which is pretty awesome. And so then I was pretty interested with that. And then Frank actually came out to watch Tomlak, and he saw me playing and was pretty interested in me. He talked to me after the game, and then we worked out a way for me to go out and visit the campus. And when I came out, like, first thing that I noticed was obviously the view, like the mountains. Like, I'm from Illinois, and it's just flat plains all over the place, so it's kind of cool to see some mountains when I came out, and there's, like, no bad view anywhere here. So that was pretty big for me. And then just, like, when we talked in depth about all the great opportunities that this place presented, with having a secure job right after you graduate, and then just endless possibilities after you're done with your Air Force commitment, really drew me into it. So,
mm-hmm. All right. Now, you've cycled through most of Atlantic hockey, and I know you guys have had a number of pretty good road trips in your couple years there. Do you have a favorite trip?
Yeah, so last year we had the opportunity to go to New York during New Year's Eve. That was a blast. I think all the guys really enjoyed that. We were able to sneak our way up in front to the building, like, where the ball drops, and we're, like, maybe 100 feet or so away from that, and that was a pretty special trip for us, I think.
Okay. Is there a place that you'd like to play before your college hockey career is done?
I think Notre Dame would be a really, really fun place to play at. I mean, it's not too far away from my hometown, so I could get a lot of family to come out and watch that. But growing up, when I played for the Mission, we went there and played a tournament there in their new facility, and it was pretty cool. It would be pretty awesome to play against them there.
Okay. I didn't realize you played for Michelin. So,
yeah.
All right. Is there a comedian on the team? And you mentioned one name that comes up from time to time before, so...
Yeah, I think everyone thinks Brady Tomlack's kind of a clown once in a while. He's always, he always fronts his mouth, always has something to say. You can chirp him, and he just has the best confidence in the world. He thinks he's just the best at everything. So a lot of the guys like to give him some crap. So he's always got some witty remarks back.
Okay.
It's fun.
Okay. All right. I don't know if I'll chirp him, but maybe I'll try to get him going the next time I see him.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, did you have a favorite NHL player growing up?
My favorite NHL player growing up probably was Steve Yzerman. I mean, I'm a Blues fan, which is kind of tough to say that he was my favorite player because he played for Detroit. But growing up, we'd have season tickets to the Blues games, and he was always there, and he's a center, very dynamic. I actually used to wear number 19 because of Steve Yzerman and stuff like that. So I think I probably looked up to him the most when I was pretty young.
Okay. Now, are you particular about any pieces of your gear?
Not really. A lot of guys have some, like, superstitious and stuff like that. Like, Bill hates when you guys, when people touch his pads and stuff like that. But for me, I mean, probably, like, the most thing that I'm, like, more concerned about is probably my stick. I don't really like when my stick tape gets all messed up. So I always have to, like, retape that if it gets messed up during, like, warm-ups or anything like that.
Okay. Now, Bill and a couple of other guys have mentioned this to me, and then with the player survey that so many of you guys were gracious enough to fill out online a month or so ago, your name came up quite a bit in terms of having a pretty hard and accurate shot. So what is a tip you would tell an old guy like me to work on to improve my shot?
I always get made fun of for my forearms because my forearms are pretty big for my size, so I think most of my shot strength comes from my forearms, honestly. And then, like when I was younger, I just shoot tons of pucks too. So if you can do some wrist rolls, I'm sure that could probably help you out a little bit.
Okay. All right. I'm going to the gym right after I hang up with you and Pierce. All right. Well, Friday night, there are a couple special guests stationed behind the Falcons bench after warm-ups, so I have to ask, what was your reaction when you looked up and you saw Bigfoot and the Easter Bunny were in the house?
Oh, my God. That was hilarious. That was a good job by the fans. All the boys saw that and got a good chuckle out of it. Obviously, all of us have seen Frank's speech about Bigfoot and Santa Claus and all that, so it was kind of good to see they got finally see the Easter Bunny and Bigfoot for once.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, and I think Santa might have been waiting for him at the tavern, so.
Oh, yeah, probably. He likes his sodas, so he'll probably be there for sure.
Yep. Well, you know, he's worked hard. He's coming off a tough stretch of the year, so Santa probably needs that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, the last question I have for you is about Frank, ironically enough. And if he was a superhero, which one do you think he would be?
Oh, shoot. Superhero. That's a tough one.
I didn't tell you it was going to be easy.
Yeah. I'd probably say, you know the X-Men guy with the laser vision and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
He'd probably be that, because, like, whenever he gives you that glare, you just know you're in trouble. So, like, that's his superpower, is, like, whenever he glares at you, it's just like, oh, shit, like, I stop.
All right.
Or Superman with his laser vision or whatever.
Thanks a lot for listening to our interview with Air Force sophomore Trevor Stone. It's been brought to you by Kostoff & Company at Nova Home Loans, the right loan and the right lender, with offices throughout Colorado's Front Range, including Colorado Springs. If you'd like to read more one-on-one interviews with Air Force hockey players, please click on the One-Timers tab at the top of the homepage on the flight path. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.